Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Don't you love long car rides with your family? Isn't that a time of family bonding
so fun,
and love?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it. When the kids were little and they would kick the back of my seat and fight with each other, not so much. Now, guess who gets to sit in the back seat?
You.
Me. Because my son, oh, I'm the tallest in the family. So he gets, I said, but I'm the mother. Like, I was the youngest in my family, youngest of four. I earned the right to sit in the front seat and push my seat back into your lap if I wanted to. But I just came back from, we figured out that we drove 29 hours.
Ugh.
29 hours over the Thanksgiving weekend, which that makes over the river and through the woods sound like around the block,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
We went to Staten Island, so that was 6 hours. Yeah. Then on Thanksgiving Day, 9.5 hours to drive to Ann Arbor.
Oh.
The things you find in the middle of the night on Thanksgiving, well, you don't find other cars because no one else is on the road.
Right.
No one. We stopped at the funniest rest stop I have ever been to, somewhere in Pennsylvania, about 80 miles somewhere near Pittsburgh, a family-owned rest stop with skull and bones. I was terrified to go to the bathroom. Skull and bones, lots of taxidermy that you could buy to bring home for fun.
I was road tripping with some friends to Pennsylvania. I saw a man flossing his teeth with a huge knife.
Oh, at a rest stop?
Yes. I said, where am I?
Probably where I was. And this is the middle of the night. And the woman's like, do you want a pie? I'm like, I felt like I had fallen into Twin Peaks, you know, have a piece of
Stranger
pie.
Thing.
Stranger Things. Oh, then we arrive at like 2 a.m. and they're like, go Blue. I said, no, go to sleep. Because we were there for the big game, the Michigan-Ohio State game, and which they always lose. I said to my husband, I'm so grateful our son is graduating so I don't have to go see that team lose when I paid that much money for that coach to win.
And drove that far.
I'm not paying for tuition. I'm paying for winning.
You are paying for a coach. Yes.
Right.
Usually the guy that makes the most money is the football coach at the college.
Yes, but then we had to drive back and drop my daughter off at college and then come at the last hour from after dropping her off. I said to my husband, I think my head is going to explode from all this time in the car. But the best part, I was finally in the front seat.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.